You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. This is the one for December 13th, and I'm Chip, and I'm glad you're with me. On the last 2-Minute Time Lord podcast, that was number 85, if you want to look back, we talked about some of the foreshadowing tricks, the sort of Anton Chekhov's gun approach that RTD has used in the revived Doctor Who series. I want to take a look at foreshadowing as it applies to The Waters of Mars. I know that most of you have already seen it, but some of you haven't or are waiting for it to air on BBC America, so I'm not going to spoil the episode, but I am going to suggest that you go back and you look at a few things that happened in series 1 through 4 to give you a sort of a foreboding hint of what's coming. If you recall Father's Day in Series 1, you'll remember that the whole theme there was changing history and how inadvisable it was. And when Rose did change history to save her father's life, another aspect of the Doctor and Rose just disappeared, was snuffed out. It's a big deal when history is changed. And yet, no sooner has the Doctor regenerated into his 10th incarnation than he ends what would have been, according to his prior self, the Golden Age of Britain by deposing Harriet Jones. And some lines left on the cutting room floor would have indicated that that history change would be what permitted the Master to go back in time and become Britain's new Prime Minister. There have been some other examples of that sort of thing. The difficulty that the Doctor had in being convinced to save the family in the fires of Pompeii. His scream that he can do anything when he was trying to save Astrid's life in Voyage of the Damned. This is a Doctor who's had some very dangerous things lying underneath a very sunny complexion. Things are about to change. Some things are about to be brought up. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for December 13th. Tune in a couple of days when we take a look at the Doctor's experience of death. What does a Doctor expect when he's about to regenerate? You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord, and you can find me on the World Wide Web at twominutetimelord.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.